Now, Larry, you would admit that you have a way of cutting through all the BS in everyday life that most people cannot.
I suppose you could say that.
Like, for example, I saw you backstage before the show. I said, I'm really excited that you're back. And you said, excited. Excited seems like a strong word.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you do this every day. This is what excites you?
Yeah. And I guess I'm jealous of your ability to be honest, so I got to thinking, wouldn't it be nice if everyone had their own Larry David to say what they're really thinking at any given moment? And you were kind enough to grant me and members of our staff that wish. Let's take a look.
Okay, so the idea would be, what's Melania thinking? And we would take, like, photos of Melania, and we put a thought balloon over her head, and the joke would be what she's thinking, like, get me the hell out of this marriage, or even my hands are bigger than this guy's hands. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, interesting.
And it would be repeatable, because there's so many photos and clips of Melania out there.
Uh-huh.
So do you want to try it for rehearsal, or...?
Let me think about it.
All right, come on. I can't listen to this. Let me think about it. Are you serious? He's not going to think. He doesn't want to think about it.
Really? Because no. He said it was interesting.
Interesting? That was a fake interesting.
It's a fake interesting.
Fake interesting is this. Here's a fake interesting. Interesting. Okay. Here's a real interesting. Interesting.
I do have other ideas that I could pitch.
I'll bet. That was your first idea. I'm sure it was your best, right? Please, you're insulting us here.
It was my best idea.
Yeah.
You're right, and yeah. I do apologize.
Okay. Apology accepted.
It comes so easy to you.
There's nothing to it.
It's not hard at all?
No.
You don't worry about his feelings?
Because
I understand, honey, but the teacher says he keeps acting out in class, so we need to go in and talk to her.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Look, I think she's being unfair to him, too.
Okay.
But we have to
all
go
right.
with...
Okay, hold on. Time out. Time out. Not good. This is
what?
Not good. It's not good.
What's not good?
This is a hallway call. You're making a hallway call at your desk. Unacceptable.
Well, I was at the bottom half of the call,
though. Oh, were you? No.
Yes.
Bull. You were at the top half of the call. There was a long way to go in that call.
How do you know? How do you know how long
I had to go? How do I know? Sounds like your kid has a lot of problems. What's he doing in that school?
That's none of your business.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you're telling everybody in the office, so what do you mean it's none of my business?
Well, no.
You know what? You're spending too much time in the office. You should be home taking care of your son.
I have to work.
You have to work, and meanwhile, what's your son doing?
He just
threw some kids up.
No, he just threw some food on the floor. He didn't beat some
kids up. That's good behavior. Listen. Who are you talking to? Your wife? Go in the hall. Go in the hall. It's enough.
Fine.
Yeah,
honey. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I know what's going on. You're a terrible father, and your kid's a maniac. That's what's going on. Doesn't take a genius to figure that out. Am I right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, if you could go down to the salad place and get me a Greek salad, feta on the side, add quinoa and balsamic vinaigrette, no olives, and add the grilled chicken.
Got it.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I Are you kidding?
What?
That's not a Greek salad.
What?
You call that a Greek salad? Two substitutions at best. Quinoa and chicken and take this out and take that out. What are you doing?
I get the salad all the time.
You don't get it all the time. She gets it all the time. She's the one who has to go in and be humiliated by telling them all these ridiculous items that you want, right? You don't enjoy doing that, do you?
You look like a dick.
Come on, what is that? You know what you are? You're finicky by proxy.
Finicky by proxy?
Yes, finicky by proxy.
What does that mean?
That means that she's the one who's the jerk, and not you. You're Mr. White Gloves sitting in your office with all your substitutions, waiting for her to come back. Okay? I want to see you go down and get it. I want to see you say those substitutions to that guy. Okay?
Okay, fine.
Let's see how you do. And you know what? Tape it.
Okay.
I'd like to see his reaction. Here's what you're going to get. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I'll do it myself.
Okay.
I'll ask them.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Okay. I'll
be here.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want a coffee or something?
You know what? I think I'm going to have a bagel with a cream cheese. Not too much. Okay? Tomato thinly sliced. Okay. A thinly sliced onion.
I love that.
Okay?
Yeah.
Don't come back with big chunks of onion.
Mm.
And maybe a little cucumber. Is that going to kill anybody?
Cucumber, that's fun.
Hey, guys. Sophie and I would like to have all of you over for dinner this Thursday. You know, about 8 o'clock. We were thinking, you know, it'd be nice for everyone to get together outside of work and enjoy a nice meal together.
Have you lost your mind?
What?
What? Are you serious? You're inviting them for dinner? Nobody wants to go to your house after working with you all day. Where'd you get this idea from?
I just thought it'd be fun. Maybe they want to see my apartment, you know?
They want to see your apartment? What is it, such a sleek Fifth Avenue apartment or something? What's the big deal with your apartment? How many bathrooms do you have?
One and a half.
What's the half?
You know, it's like there's a toilet and a sink. There's no tub for showering.
Okay.
So it's half bath.
Yeah. You want to go to his house? Not really. Speak up.
I don't want to go to your house.
Yeah. Do you want to go to his house? No. No. Nobody wants to go to your house. I'm sorry. They don't. Oh. What do you say to that? Bad idea.
It's a bad idea, Larry. Yeah.
Yes. Very bad idea.
Bad.
You know why?
Bad.
Because you're coworkers. You're not really friends. You don't really like each other. There's a lot of competition here, you know? Everybody actually hates each other. They just pretend to like each other, right?
I guess that's the case.
You probably hate everybody more than the others because you want to fool them into thinking you like them more by inviting them to dinner. See, we just saw through the whole charade. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess apologize you're right. To everybody.
I'm sorry, everyone, for the charade.
I really don't like you all very much.
I don't like you all very much.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Let's say, yeah, I feel the same way. We all feel the same.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Okay. Go back to work.
Okay. Good. Thank you so much for being here today.
Come on. It was good. It was fun.
You had a good time? Fun time?
Yeah, fun.
In that case, when do you think you might want to come back?
No. He does not want to come back. He's here now. He's fulfilling his obligation as we speak.
Yeah, but I just thought if he had a good time, you know, he could say no if he doesn't want to come back.
No, he couldn't. No one wants to say no directly. The human race is a cowardly and indirect people. That's where it's at now. You don't want to look someone in the face and say no. No one wants to do an eyeball no. You want to do an email? No. You want to do a text? No. You want to send your damn hologram to fill in for you so you can lie and make an excuse without looking at your sad face. Your face is very sad right now. I wish I had those mirrored sunglasses on so you could see the reflection in your face. Sad. Sadness.
You know, I could have said all that.
Yeah, you could have said it, but you didn't say
Yeah. I saw you take those pencils, too.